is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Locked On Clippers podcast. I'm your host, Luke San. Today is Friday, August 11th, 2017, and yes, it is Jersey Day. The Clippers' brand new jerseys are being announced today. They are going live with a special article on Clips Nation, the Clips Nation blog, showing the new jerseys at 6 a.m. And because I'm going to be talking about the details of the jersey, this podcast isn't going up until 6 a.m., which means if you're listening to this, stop whatever you're doing, unless like you're driving or something. If you're driving, I guess pull over. Seriously, if you're on your way to work, you should pull over and check my blog right now. ClipsNation.com. We have a slideshow of the brand new jerseys. You can check out the images. I got to go down to the Clippers offices on Thursday and get a sneak peek at them, talk to the people who helped them design it. Super cool, super exciting. We'll get into that in a little bit. We'll get into that immediately, actually. I just first want to apologize again that we've only had one episode this week. It was kind of a weird week. My 21st birthday was on Sunday, and so I was out of town in Las Vegas on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and I didn't get back until very late on Tuesday, so I couldn't record a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday podcast, and I was planning on doing both Thursday and Friday, and then Wednesday night, I was just really tired. I don't know what it was a weird night, but I fell asleep super early. And then Thursday, I drove down Thursday morning to the Clippers offices to check out these new jerseys, so I didn't get a chance to record one Thursday morning. But so we're here with Friday's episode. We're going to try to do better next week and maybe get two or three episodes next week and see if we can pick up the pace a little bit as the offseason keeps rolling on, heading into the Clippers preseason beginning in October. So look, we've got more of this basic summer retrospective stuff to look at, kind of how we looked at last week, grading free agent signings and looking at free agent retrospectives. We had a whole new slate of articles at Clips Nation this week talking about some of the moves. I encourage you to go check them out. Robert Flom has been doing a fantastic job writing some of them on his own, coordinating coverage between other Clips Nation staff writers for some of the other ones, but what I'm going to do is basically hold off, give my take on this week's articles next week so that today I can talk about the jerseys, because I know that that's the big deal that everyone's excited about, those jerseys coming out this morning, and we'll worry about the other stuff, basically, that you can talk about at any time next week when there isn't as much of a pressing matter coming. Although, we should have a full schedule release sometime next week, so I'm sure we'll have an episode discussing that as well. Now, without further ado, let's get into these jerseys. So, before we talk about the details of the jersey, there are a couple of things that you need to know. First of all, the reason that every team in the NBA is getting new jerseys is because Nike took over the equipment sponsorship from Adidas for the NBA. And Nike's big thing is they're coming in, they're redesigning the jerseys for all 30 teams. Some teams are getting bold new looks, kind of like a rebranding. Other teams are basically changing nothing but from the Adidas logo to the swoosh logo. You know, a team like the Lakers is not going to make a huge change to their jersey because of the history of that franchise. The Clippers are somewhere in between, especially because their current jerseys for last season were only a couple years old on their own and were very unpopular and, quite frankly, among the worst jerseys in the league. So they kind of, it's a balance. It's like their jerseys aren't anything particularly bold, but it's definitely an upgrade from what they had before. The other thing you need to know is these two jerseys that came out today are called the Association and Icon Editions. So each team is getting four new jerseys from Nike. Two of them coming out now in the offseason, two more coming out at a later date to be announced. We might get one and then the other. We might get both at the same time. I don't know. Basically, the idea is that the Association Edition is the basic, you know, not always white, but like the basic home jersey, NBA uniform kind of deal. The Icon Edition is the team color. And then the last two jerseys will be one that's supposed to in some way be inspired by the player's vision, and one that's in some way supposed to be inspired by the fan base and the community. So I have no details about what's happening with those last two jerseys yet. The Clippers are very closed door about it. Even some of the, you know, people I know in the Clippers haven't seen it. Very, very hush hush. But let's talk about the two jerseys that we got. The reason why I mentioned that these are only two of four is because these jerseys are on the simpler end. And, you know, I personally like them. I personally don't necessarily need crazy extravagant jerseys. And I think when you try to get too cute, like the Clippers did with their previous road red jerseys that had the Clippers logo and the number next to each other on the breasts, I think that was a disaster. That jersey was horrible. And even their black jersey that had like the alternate logo instead of saying Clippers on it was kind of a little bit weird and funky. So I don't mind them, or really any of these teams, going with simple jerseys. But if that's your criticism, if you say these are too simple, these are too plain, just remember that the other two jerseys will probably be a little more creative, and these ones are supposed to be the basics. The other thing to know is that the NBA tradition of the home team always wearing white is over. Now, that doesn't mean the home team will never wear white, but the home team no longer has to wear white. The way that it works, and I think this makes way more sense, and I've said this for a long time, the home team will get to pick the jersey that they want to wear, and the away team will have to pick a jersey that contrasts with the home jersey. And this makes more, you know, if you watch the NFL, you'll see that the home team normally wears their color. So if they're the Jets, they're wearing green. And whatever team is visiting is going to wear white, so that the home team gets to wear their color. Now, the Clippers might still choose white for their home game. We don't know. But if the Clippers are on a winning streak in their blue jersey, then they can keep wearing blue at home for as long as they want until they end up on the road playing against a team that chooses to wear blue. Then the Clippers have to switch to a jersey that contrasts. But they don't necessarily have to go to white. Let's say they're visiting a team that is wearing blue. If the Clippers' third or fourth jersey is red, the Clippers can wear red and play red against blue. So it's not necessarily like we're going to be seeing, you know, each of these jerseys for 41 games. We might see one of them a lot. We might see one of them not very much. We might not see either of them very much if the players decide that they really prefer one of the other jerseys when it comes out. Now, here's my basic overall opinion from seeing these jerseys in person, checking them out. They're really nice, they're beautiful, they're simple, they're clean, they're elegant, and they're not extravagant, but I think that they're exactly what you want for your two base uniforms. You know, when the Clippers unveiled their base uniforms last time, the immediate reaction was like, these are pretty ugly. These ones aren't. They're not some artistic masterpiece, but they're solid, and I think that probably a big thing for the Clippers design department was just not coming out with another jersey that got so much negative attention. I think if you design jerseys, it's probably a good thing if people go, oh, those are nice, on the day they're released, and then never talk about them again. And it was a constant point of discussion the last couple of years how bad the Clippers' previous jerseys were. I don't think we're going to really hear much going forward about these two jerseys being either good or bad. I think they're solid, and I think that's good. I can't wait to see what the other ones will be, you know, what the colors will be on those third and fourth ones. I'm assuming one is going to be red, just because that's such a traditional Clippers color. It's hard to really go away from. Will they have a gray one? Will they keep with a black alternate? Will they maybe have a light blue to contrast the navy blue that they released as their icon edition. We'll see. I have no idea, but I'm excited to see. And then I'm excited to see if they do something a little more creative. Now, these two jerseys, the Association and Icon, the white and the blue, are the same jersey, just one is white and one is blue. But they're the same jersey. I'm really interested to see when they come out with those other editions what twists they put on the design. Because I can't imagine that they'll come out with a red one that's just, you know, a triplet of the blue and white ones. I think they'll go with something that's a little different of a design. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Now, there are two kind of notable nautical references, meaning referencing like the Clipper ship, the legacy of the Clippers being named after a boat. One that I think is really cool, but it's like this very minor touch, is right above the tag on the jersey. So actually, we'll never see it because it'll always be tucked in. But if you buy a jersey or if you note in the design, they used what's called the nautical alphabet, which is basically a collection of flags that boats will hold up to send messages to each other, historically, traditionally. And they took this alphabet of flags, they adapted it into Clippers colors, and they spelled out Clipper Nation in this modified nautical alphabet. And they put it right above the tag. It's small, and frankly, if it was like huge, it would be kind of an eyesore. But the fact that it's small and they put a little tribute on there to Clipper Nation is really cool. Now, my least favorite part of the new uniform is that the stripes on the shorts are actually asymmetrical. They're different colors on each side. And the reasoning for this is that in traditional nautical lighting, a boat would always have a red light on its left side, its port side. And so what they did is both jerseys, the white and blue jersey, they put that red stripe on the left side of the shorts and then basically a contrasting color on the right side. So for the blue jerseys, red on the left, white on the right. For the white jerseys, red on the left, blue on the right. I get it. I understand what they were going for. But for me, it looks kind of weird. It looks a little funky. And it's just not something that I think a lot of people especially care about, that they're going back to that nautical heritage. And it's not something that I think a lot of people are going to get. I'm not by any means a huge boat person, but I certainly didn't get, oh yeah, red on the port side, obviously, and I don't think it's something that a lot of people are going to get. But I'm still super pleased with these jersey designs overall. Like I said, it's not like either of them is anything extraordinary, but they're both clean, they're both solid. I won't have to hear people complaining about the jerseys all year, and it just makes me, you know, really excited to see what it's going to be like with these other two designs, because I think that the Clippers did a good job of putting out a clean, simple, cohesive pair of uniforms, and now they get a chance to sort of have a little more fun and do something a little more ambitious with these last two designs. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing those last two. If you want to see these new jerseys in person when the Clippers take the court this fall, buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Best of all, my listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LONBA today. That's promo code LONBA for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Now, the other little tidbit of news that we have, and this is more Thursday's news rather than anticipating what the Clippers jersey announcement is going to be like Friday morning, is a little bit of schedule release. Now, the NBA released their opening night and Christmas Day schedules, and these are finalized. These are real. So, the Clippers will play their first game on October 19th, which is a Thursday. It will be on TNT. It will be against the Lakers. It'll be a Lakers home game, technically, but that's the first game of the season. That's opening night. It's not the first night of the NBA season, but it is the Clippers and Lakers, each of those teams' first games of the NBA season. Then the Clippers' home opener is October 22nd, which is that Sunday, against the Phoenix Suns. So they play Thursday, they play Sunday, with the league really cutting down on back-to-backs. And the fact that we know that the Clippers don't have a home game in that time, it seems likely that there's not going to be a road game, that they're not, you know, I don't think they'll travel from LA to somewhere else for a back-to-back and then come back and have one day off and then go to their third game for a matinee. So it seems like game one is going to be Thursday against the Lakers. Game two will be Sunday against the Phoenix Suns. Now, the reason we know about that Suns game, or at least have an idea of when that Suns game could be, is because someone made a mistake. So the NBA schedule is not supposed to be out yet. Like I said, the NBA officially released opening night, or like that opening week national TV schedule, those big matchups, and the big Christmas Day slate. The NBA officially released those. But they have not released the 82-game schedules for every team. That should be coming probably sometime next week. I mean, I guess it could possibly come Friday afternoon as well. But someone goofed somewhere along the line. I don't know who it was. And the Clippers' home schedule is basically up on Ticketmaster. If you go to buy season tickets and you click View Event Details, it will list for you all 41 Clippers home games, or really 44 games, including the three preseason games. But it will list for you every single Staples Center game except the Lakers home game. So every game that you get tickets to as a season ticket holder, it lists, which doesn't do us a whole lot of good, actually, because it's only half the schedule. We can't really tell how long the longest road trip is, because we don't have any road games. We can't really tell how long the longest home stand is, because we don't know if there's a couple days off, if the Clippers are going to hop up to Sacramento or Golden State for a quick road game. And we don't really know about back-to-backs, because the Clippers could have some away-to-away back-to-backs or some home-away back-to-backs, where they go from LA to Sacramento on a back-to-back, or maybe they go from New York to Brooklyn on a back-to-back. But what we do know, a few things, that, or again, hypothetically know, because this is kind of a weird leak from the Ticketmaster site, and I did hear that this is just a draft and that things could change before the official schedule comes out. But as it now stands, according to this draft, which was released on Ticketmaster, the Clippers' home opener will be an October 22nd matinee against the Phoenix Suns. It's a Sunday matinee. And they'll have only three home and home back-to-backs on the season. So only three times will they play consecutive days in Staples Center. Now, they could have more back-to-backs that involve traveling, but only having three home-home back-to-backs is kind of an indication that the overall number of back-to-backs will be pretty low, which makes sense since the NBA is starting the season earlier this year in an effort to really cut down on those back-to-backs and try to eliminate the five-game and seven-night scenarios and the four-game and five-night scenarios. Now, one thing that's notable is that the Clippers do seem to have a lot of matinees in this pre-built schedule. Maybe this is something that will change between this draft and the final schedule. Maybe they're waiting to see about arena availability between the Lakers and the Kings, and then they'll bump some of these Clippers Saturday and Sunday matinees up to 7:30 p.m. tip-offs. That's, I guess, to be decided. And then the one really notable thing, because, you know, we can see when Golden State's coming to town and whatever, but what's really notable is Chris Paul's return as a member of the Houston Rockets will come Monday, January 15th. According to this draft, Chris Paul will be back at Staples Center playing against the Clippers as a Houston Rocket on Monday, January 15th. And then the other time that Houston comes to Staples Center is Wednesday, February 28th. So there you have it. Those are the days that we'll be seeing Chris Paul at Staples Center as a Rocket playing against the Clippers if this draft holds up to be true. Now, the other thing I mentioned, when the part of the schedule that the NBA officially released included the opening week national TV games and the Christmas Day slate. For the first time in a long time, the Clippers do not have a Christmas Day game, which personally I am fine with. You know, I do enjoy watching basketball on Christmas, but I kind of enjoy the, like, marquee afternoon matchups more, and I don't want to be watching basketball late at night, like when I'm trying to have dinner with my family. I definitely don't like to feel like I'm working on Christmas. And for the last few years, it really has been like, you know, having a nice day on Christmas and then working when the game comes on, because I don't watch Clippers games the same way now that I used to. And I definitely don't watch Clippers games the same way that I will more casually watch, say, a football game or a soccer game or a college basketball game, or even an NBA game between other teams, although that's a little tricky because I am kind of watching to learn about the players. But I just don't casually watch it the same way that that most people do, or the way that I normally used to, or the way that I watch other sports. So it's going to be nice to not have to do that on Christmas, even though I know that it's like a respect thing, and the Lakers got a Christmas Day game, and, you know, they're probably going to be in the lottery, but the Clippers got bumped. Maybe it's something that will motivate the players, which is great. And the players, I'm sure, will be happy to have Christmas Day to their families as well. But that is noteworthy that the Clippers are going to be without a Christmas Day game. And that's about it for the schedule. Like I said, you know, it's funny, we have, I guess, because we've got those 41 home games plus the opening night game at the Lakers, we do have 42 games of the 82. But it's like we almost know nothing, because we don't know how many back-to-backs are coming. We don't know what the toughest month of the season is going to be, because we're still missing such a huge piece of the puzzle. So it'll be interesting to see when that full schedule comes out. We'll be able to look a lot more at what the soft and hard parts of the season are going to be. You know, that was a big thing for the Clippers last year, just in regards to going through some really killer stretches, but having a really soft stretch in the last 4 weeks of the season to try to rack up some wins and build momentum. So we'll be taking a closer look at that once the full schedule comes out. Once again, you'll get all of that, all the schedule analysis on ClipsNation.com. All of the New Jersey coverage on ClipsNation.com this morning, 6 a.m., which means if this podcast is up and you are listening to it, you can see pictures of the Clippers' new jerseys just by going to ClipsNation.com or going to my Twitter at LucasJahan or going to the ClipsNation Twitter at ClipsNationSBN. By the way, those are the places where you can check me out. Hit me up if you have any comments, questions, or feedback about the podcast or anything else. And as well as my email, lhan.clipsnation@gmail.com. And once again, I will do my best next week to have more episodes. I do have some reader emails to get to. Thank you guys for sending those. Please keep sending them. Keep sending me, you know, giving me stuff to talk about. And I'll keep on sitting here and babbling out episodes for you guys. We're going to get caught up on those free agency retrospectives and those off-season move grades. And we'll be all over the schedule news. We should have a little bit to talk about next week. So I'm hoping we could get like three really good episodes next week, give you guys a little bit more to listen to, because I know there hasn't been a lot in the last several weeks. Once again, you guys, thank you for listening. That's going to be it for today. This is Lucas Hand signing off for Locked On Clippers.